First of all, let's talk about this one situation, the death of a schizophrenic man in police custody. They're saying is a symptom of a deeper problem. Do you think that's right?
I think that is right. If you ask most operational police officers what's the number one issue they're concerned about at the moment, it is their growing involvement in mental health and mental health cases. It is issues like schizophrenia. It's also issues like growing incidence of Alzheimer's disease. And yes, we are finding that police are involved in more cases. And also sometimes that people suffering from mental illness end up in our police stations, which are totally inappropriate places for people who are going through a medical episode. So it is a serious concern for us. And as I say, we are trying to work with the NHS to come up with different ideas and different protocols. But you're absolutely right. It's a very difficult issue. And in general, police officers are not well trained to deal with something which, as I say, at its heart is a medical issue.
And do they actually have time to do that? I mean, if somebody is violent, if somebody is on the street rather than in a cell offering violence to members of the public and behaving in an irrational way, you might well say, well, they're obviously not very well. They could be drunk or they just could be particularly nasty. How are you to know?
Well, you know, officers will obviously make their own assessment, but clearly if there is concern about their own welfare or the welfare of the public, then the officers will intervene and in general will use something called Section 136 of the Mental Health Act to take that person into custody. But in general, they then have a difficulty, and if they then take them to a hospital, they often have to wait long periods of time for that person to be assessed. And then at the end of that, a doctor may decide that the person is not sufficiently bad to be admitted. So the general frustration from officers is that they're getting involved in these cases, but then find, as I say, they've been tied up for long periods because they can't walk away.
Sure.
And often, as I say, the hospitals won't let them walk away until a proper assessment has been made. So it's just taking up more and more police officers' time.
What would you like to see being done? I mean, one of the big problems I'm beginning to feel is this continual wish for care in the community. So there are people who are mentally ill walking the streets who are supposed to be on certain medication, and for one reason or another they don't take it, haven't taken it, forgotten to take it, whatever. And then they become a danger to themselves as well as to other people.
I think that's right. But on the other hand, you know, I've been a police officer for 30 years, and I certainly remember some of the big asylums that used to be around London, which were pretty awful.
I agree.
I totally agree. I mean, overall, I think, you know, we understand the dynamic behind care in the community. I think we need a very different approach, because what you don't want is sort of the police saying it's not our job and the health service saying, no, we want the police to intervene and some poor vulnerable person caught in the middle. I think we need more imaginative approaches, things like shared facilities, perhaps between police.
But I think I think we also have to worry about the public as well, and I'm sure that you do. I mean, there have been high-profile cases of members of the public being killed by somebody who's obviously schizophrenic and who has not been looked after or treated or didn't take their medicine and has been out on the street and behaved in this way.
I think you're right, but they are very, very small number of cases, and most people suffering from mental illness don't provide that sort of threat, but on the other hand can cause concern because people see their behaviour as irrational and things like that, and we then get involved. So, you know, it is about a sort of growing issue about this.
I mean, Peter, there is also the added problem, isn't there, that our prisons that are overcrowded at the moment, and a number of people in the prisons, of course, could be better looked after elsewhere.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. You know, we do know that a lot of people in prison, particularly often in women's prisons in particular, are suffering from mental illness. So, you know, I think it is good that this subject is being raised, that awareness is being raised. But I do think at the heart of it is a medical issue. And we probably need a very different approach, that we're going to have more care in the community, then we need more facilities in the community. As I say, perhaps we need different approaches which recognise it's a medical issue and certainly, you know, avoids people suffering from this sort of illness, certainly from being taken to police stations. And then hopefully trying to minimise the involvement of police officers. As I say, ultimately, if this is a vulnerable person, and often the appearance of a uniformed police officer isn't necessarily going to help the situation.
What would you like to see the government do?
Well, we're already talking to the government, and as I say, you know, we've really got to stress that, you know, this is not about saying it's not in our job description. It is about saying these are vulnerable people. And it really is about, you know, we're looking for strategic level discussions with the health service to say we need different protocols. You need to understand the pressures that are upon us. We perhaps need, you know, shared facilities. We certainly need quicker assessments to be made of people that are suffering from mental illness. But, you know, I've personally said, you know, if I'm going to have a load of police officers' time employed in dealing with mental health cases, then perhaps I should use more of that money to employ mental health nurses. You know, it is about possibly, you know, very different approaches, which certainly makes sure the health service is properly, you know, resourced to deal with this.
Are the government paying enough attention to this, do you think? I mean, they've imposed fairly severe cutbacks in the police. I mean, it's making your job even more difficult. Do you think that the government actually understand the urgency of this issue?
Well, we've raised it, and I think the Home Office now understands that it's probably the number one issue. And I know recently there was a meeting between the Home Office and the Health Service that some chief constables were at to raise this issue. So I think we have got it across. But you're right, we are concerned that particularly if other agencies are suffering pressures, if they're having their funding reduced, then because the police service is there as the 24-hour service, the service of last resort, then that workload will fall to us. Because the position of police officers, we can't walk away. If the public ring up worrying about somebody who's behaving strangely, we have to attend and we have to look after that person until, you know, a medical professional has made an assessment. And that really is our big concern, as I say, and why most operational police officers will have mental health issues as almost their number one concern in terms of their day-to-day duties.
Peter Fahey, Chief of Greater Manchester Police, thank you very much indeed for your time, sir.